Yeshuva at Tabas HaChoshen. Tabas HaChoshen is Rav Scheinberg. And he wrote a sefer on the whole Ktsos. And then he wrote another sefer in Milui Evan on the whole Avni Milui. And then the sefer Agra de Shmaitza on the whole Shev Shmaitza. So that was a pretty good sfarim. So he speaks on this Ktsos because if Zochen La'adam, then that Zochen Me'adam. And he discusses the Chazanish. Chazanish Akasha was from the Gemara and Sota of Kinoi. There's a concept of Kinoi, that if a man tells his wife you shouldn't be in a private area with this man, and then she doesn't listen, so she's answered to him until, because we're not sure, maybe she was Mazana with him, until we ascertain with the Meisota. So you see, so the Chazanish says, you see from there that you don't need. The assumption is that the Ktsos holds you'd have to be kona something. And if you're not being kona something, there's no zechiya. So here you're not being kona something. So that was his kasha. And then there was another kasha that's asking the Ktsos, even Rav Yitzchok Chochanan asked this kasha from Ger Kotten. Ger Kotten, Madbilin, also Al Das Bezdin. So also you're not being. So you're not giving him something. So Rav Scheinberg says he doesn't think the Ktsos meant that Yidavka have to give him something. He just thought that it means as long as you're giving him a particular item. He said he thought as long as you're he's getting something, that would be sufficient. But it doesn't necessarily mean you have to give a lav dafka chayfetz. Well, zochel shum dover. Like my friend Rabbi Zion Chanko once said, the pashas is the Gemara is viewing yadus as ki'ilu with you're giving him the yadus, the chayfetz. But the Rabbi Yitzchok Chochanan understood the ktsos, you have to give him the chayfetz. So therefore he said, oh, the Ktsos is against this Gemara. Obviously the Ktsos knew the Gemara of Ger Kotten. So. And then 61, Rav Shechter, about Zochen La'adam, Zochen Me'adam, that Rav Shechter says that the Ktsos is working, we've discussed this before, the Maros Chaim, that the Ktsos sheet of Zochen La'adam and Zochen Me'adam is only according right from the Rashba holds chiyah mitam shlichus, but if you hold chiyah mitam shlichus, it works in both directions, and therefore if it's mitam shlichus, it can work in all directions. But if it's lab mitam shlichus, then it can only work when you don't need das, like receiving a gift or something like that. And therefore, Rav Shechter said that that chiyah can't work for a get if you hold chiyah lab mitam shlichus, it can only possibly work. For the man, for the get. That's why the Gemara only said it's for the woman. But the pashas is, it's not such a, you could say either way, because if you hold, according to the man, the Zechiah mitam shlichus, then you still have to explain why did the Gemara only speak about Zechiah and the get from the woman's perspective and not from the man's perspective. And it must be because we assume. Not that Zechiah doesn't work if you hold Zechiah. If you hold Zechiah, Lami Tam Shlichas, it works in both directions. It works in both directions. But usually, it's never a Zechiah for a man for the get. You see, a woman, she can't do anything. If she wants a divorce, so she's the man can always take another woman. Man, in other words, so the Zechiah of the get is usually only for the woman. So if she is welcome Katata, so she's the one who's you know, can't go anywhere, or she's the one who's going to be stuck with the year, you know, to have the brother of the husband marry her, even though she's not interested in him. Well. The mitzvah itself of what? Well, the Torah says that he could, I mean, but if he wants to, I mean, it depends on what situation. But usually the tzchi is not so much it's the tzchi if he wants to divorce his wife, then it's a tzchus. Right. What you're saying, Makish Chal is a schus, but it still might not work according to the Ksos. If you hold Zochin Le'odom, not Zochin Me'odom. It's not just, it's a mitzvah, so automatically it's a schus. So you see, the Ksos didn't say that way. Then we have question 62. Shimon Shkop says something that I think Pelaki was mechaving to. You see, the whole discussion that we had, it's interesting, Rav Shimon Shkop, I never knew he wrote tshuvas, but there's a whole tshuva from Rav Shimon Shkop on page 25, the packet Lamed Ches A. Yes. So, he has a case. Where a woman became a shota, and he wants to marry someone else. And it's already 10 years. So they want to maybe do a heter merabanim and do hashloshes haget, right? But the question that the acronym are bothered by, how do you do hashloshes haget when the wife is a what? With a shelter. So everyone said what? Schia. Right? That's what they all said, because it can't be shlichus, because it can't work. So Rav Shimon Shkop says something that I think Rabbi Pelaki said. In other words, he doesn't think Schia, he thinks the whole kasha is not a kasha. This is what Rabbi Pelaki said on page 29 on the bottom. That in other words, he thinks that, in other words, from his perspective, he could give the get. So that's called Matzi Ovid. And so she can't receive the get. So he just has to worry about his perspective. Because the whole kasha was, he can't give a get now, so how can he make a shliach? Because he's shota. Yeah, but that's only from her perspective, that she can't receive the get. But he's well enough to give a get, so that's all you need. That's all you need to make a shliach. You can't give the get now. So it's not called, the Chasam Sof was bothered, this one was bothered, Chachmei Lisa, called Milsa Din Lomotzimovich Shliach Lomotzim Mashvi, they're all bothered. It's not a problem. That's what I think Rabbi Talaki said this right away. Yeah, they're still married, but could he appoint a shliach now to give a get? Well, like the Hetamei Rabbanim, but the Hetamei Rabbanim has to come together with a get. But obviously she can't receive it, we'll put the get aside, give it to a third party to hold on. If she gets, ever gets better, we'll give her the get. So the question is, they will bother. You can't write a get because you can't make a shliach to have the get if he can't give the get. But the answer is, he could give the get. She can't receive the get. That's the simple shot. I think Rabbi Telekhi said this on day one. On this, then you don't have to say, oh, it'll work with the Zchia. That's a big Kiddush, and the Zchia, this and that, it's a whole big thing.
Yeah. So he says, "Mitzad Maasav Hayemarani." Rak Shechose Bezel Old Ma'isa Mitzdarshu Mitzad Aisha. The only, from his perspective, it's not like he's a shota that he can't give the get. He can give the get. She can't receive the get.
I think it's very emistic. This is Rabbi Telki said, and no one said it. And then I find Rav Shimon Shkup, the bottom of page 29. He said it. And then, you see, that makes the whole Tzfat case very, you know what I mean? Because there's all these achronim that saying that, oh, the fact that we're mashna shaget is midin zchiyah, that's the Chasam Sofer said it, and the Rav Mikrachin, and all these things. But if you say this teretz, then maybe zchiyah doesn't work. Maybe there's no such thing as zchiyah and get for a man. So how does it work? He can make a shliach. The answer is because he's fine. He's matzi ovid. Yeah, but he's not. She's the shota. They're definitely doing shlichus. The question is, but the shlichus they all ask is no good because he can't give the get now. So Chasam Sofer says, okay. So if eventually she'll get better, the shlichus will turn into zchiyah. Well, he can't do zchiyah now until she gets better. I mean, she can, but he's saying that you don't even have to say zchiyah. You could say that it's going to be in shlichus. If eventually she'll get better, how could shlichus work? He can't give the get. Yeah, he only can't give the get from her perspective. From his perspective, he could give the get. It's glot. I think it's very glot. No, the Chasam Sofer said it's midin zchiyah. That's the Rav Yitzchok of Chonin. Right, that once you do shlichus and you can't do, so if you don't hold like this, Rav Yitzchok of Chonin. I think it's good. I think it's glot. Glot. But the Chasam Sofer still said it. You know, even though you might think the Rav Shimon Shkup Svara is more glot, but you know, the Chasam Sofer is still the Chasam Sofer. 63. Peres Sugi Bavavasa Gabi told you Vizovin. So we have a Gemara in Bava Basra. Talyu Vizovin. Yeah, here we go. From page 23. Amar Rav Huna Talyu Vizovin Zvine Zvine. So they force somebody to sell Mishatolotol Osulu Yisurim. So as they say, I'm going to torture you until you sell me this item. So the Gemara says it's good. Called the Mazbe Inish because he says whenever you sell something it's under duress. Why do you sell something? Because you want the money. You need money, so you sell it. So it's shtickle duress. So here's, but then it says, yeah, but that's my own duress. That's somebody else's duress. Then the verse says, "Kofen also chayotu yomerotani." that's the concept of kofen oso achayomer otsani. And by gittin, not by all cases, by some cases in gittin we can be kofer, but he has to say rotsani. So that's what we discussed to one of the achronim. You see, you need rotsani, so it's not so poshut that that there's a din zchir. He has to acquiesce in the end. So that was one of the achronim, you know, discussed that. I mean, here, Rav Herzog, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog, he passed against the Chazon Ish with the dateline. Right? He was the head of the group. He sent out the invitations to come to the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim to come to discuss the dateline. He sent out invitations. And they concluded to keep Shabbos on Saturday. And the Chazon Ish said Sunday. How can I tell you? So the Mir Yeshiva ended up keeping 2 days in the end. But once the Chazon Ish had his way, they started keeping the Iker Day Sunday. That's why the Mashkiach, Shabbos morning, Saturday morning, he came into the Beis Medrash with Talis and Tefillin on. To make sure everyone is wearing tefillin on Saturday. When the Mir Yeshiva was in Japan, there's a question, when do you keep Shabbos in Japan? Do you keep it on Saturday or Sunday? Chazon Ish holds Shabbos in Japan is on Sunday, and others held, Rav Herzog and others held it was on... in other words, he didn't hold from the Chazon Ish is one book. In many books. I gave a whole Junzman on the dateline. So he held either that it goes further. He didn't hold it was over there. So he held that they should keep Shabbos on Saturday, which that's what they were doing until they heard from the Chazon Ish, and then they didn't give up the Saturday, but they were moistif to keep even on Sunday, but they wanted that Sunday should be the main day. So basically, Rabbi Chaskel, the Mashkiach, Thursday night, Friday night, and by Maariv, you give a klap, v'urachum. Friday night, v'urachum. Meaning they should have a regular weekday Maariv. V'urachum. And then Shabbos morning, Saturday morning, he walked in with his tefillin to make sure that. And then Motai Shabbos, Saturday night, that's when they made Kiddush. That's what they did. Others didn't do like that. Like Lublin, others, they think. There were some people from the Mir Yeshiva that snuck out on Saturday when they wanted to hear Kriyas HaTorah. In the Hasidisha minyan, because they were laning on Saturday. Because the official mir, they were laning the Torah on Sunday. Huh? Yeah, like Lublin, Chachmi Lublin people, and a Parlusha, whatever they were. In other words, the Mir Yeshiva wasn't the only people. You know, everyone hears about the Mir Yeshiva, but they weren't the only people that were fleeing to Japan. No. Japan. And then, that was the first stop. Then, they were planning to be there for Yom Kippur also. But by Yom Kippur, they already got to China. But there was Shaila, which day to fast on Yom Kippur. So the Chazon Ish Paskin, Yom Kippur that year was Wednesday. Chazon Ish said, eat on Wednesday, fast on Thursday. So that was a big thing. And supposedly they asked the Chazon Ish, should we be ma'id b'achila on Wednesday? Because according to the rest of the world, it's Yom Kippur. So he said, no, it's a mitzvah achila of Yom Kippur. So you can't be ma'id b'achila, it's the mitzvah of Erev Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah to eat. So Chazon Ish was very, they say that was the first time that he was like, came out publicly. That was like, put him on the public forum. But if someone would ask me, I would follow the other shita. I'm not Chazon Ish Bar Pluk, but I think the other shita is more mistaber to keep it on. Because I'm a big believer of the Barren Strait, that the line should go till the end of the Asian continent, then go down. Chazon Ish is very, Chazon Ish is based on his interpretation of the Baal HaMor. Every once in a while you get a shayla of someone going to Japan. So, yeah. I mean, it was connected to what, Alaska? It was connected to an Alaska. So the word is like this: like I would be afraid to go against the Chazon Ish, you know. So I wouldn't want to go against the Chazon Ish, but I wouldn't be making all the, you know, fasting 2 days in a row. I don't know, it could be a sakana. So so if I had to do one day, I would not do the Chazon Ish's day. Shabbos I would keep too. I always tell B'nai Torah who can keep 2 days, they should keep 2 days. But people who are not holding by keeping 2 days of Shabbos, then I tell them to do on a Saturday. Depends if you're... And Hawaii is a question. Hawaii is the opposite question. The question whether you keep Shabbos on Friday or Shabbos. So I hold you keep it on Shabbos. See, the Chazon Ish agrees to Shabbos. It's the Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukhachinsky holds on Friday. I told you, I was once driving, we were in the car together, my wife, we were going someplace, maybe for Shabbos, and it was a Friday, and someone called me from Hawaii. I said, I'm not sure I'm allowed to speak to you on the phone now, because it could be I was speaking to someone on Shabbos. But he said, I'm not going to hang up on you. I'm not going to hang up on you. Because Beikar Adin, I hold that Friday is still a weekday. But according to Rav Yechiel Tukhachinsky, it's Shabbos for you now. And he had some shayla. But the shayla he was asking me had nothing to do with the dateline. He was just asking me whether Kohanim could go to Pearl Harbor. I don't know. I say stay away because there could be bodies there. But I would have to do more. This is off the cuff. I said. Yeah. You know, it used to bother me. The Pesach trips. You see, you go to Portugal, it's okay. But the shayla is, you ever go to Pesach to Hawaii?
I'm sorry.
You ever go to Pesach to Hawaii?
I never did.
No. So it used to bother me that people would go to Pesach to Hawaii, because they're spending so much money to go to Hawaii, and they might be doing the Seder on the wrong day. Mainly, if you're spending so much money to go for Pesach, at least do the Seder on the right day. But if you go to Hawaii for Pesach, so then you might be... Even though Mikra didn't, I hold that it's like everyone else, Hawaii. But these are the things. So Rav Herzog, he said, how can Tzchiyah work by get? You need Kofin Asal Shayom Ratzarotzani. Doch Abatzma Shasham Shona Ha'ini Shehu Amed Tzavech. So he says, no, it's different when he says, Tafke Eini Eneni Rotzah. Can also work unless he says a nanny wrote so. So he says any rotza. So then kofi roso until he says rotza. But if he doesn't say either way, then he doesn't necessarily have to say rotzani. Skiya could work. That's he's saying Rav Mintzberg said that. So he's quoting that. Okay, so that is the story. Okay, so we finished the 65 questions of Maseches Kedushin. Okay, so Be'ezus Hashem, what I'd like to do, B'siyata D'Shmaya, is to do the Shira Halacha, finish them up on Sunday. And then Monday, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll finish because of the Purim things. And then Tuesday, so you'll sign up with. So Tuesday morning we'll have the Bechina, like from 9:30 till 11 or something, right? Theoretically, right? We'll see what we'll have on. I mean, we have to see when we're going to start Pesach Shurim already, or should we do a little Kedushin? We'll have to figure out how many Shurim we have for Pesach and how many days we have. And a couple of packets on Pesach. So we'll have to figure that out. Okay, so you'll sign up for Bechina with your Chavrusa on for Tuesday, yes, right? And we'll continue, and then we have, you know, a lot of more, we have Kedushin packets to do, still interesting Kedushin packets, but this is a fascinating topic, the Chia and Shlichus and these things. This is Rabbi Chazan. Okay. We were talking about the Mary Yeshiva.